I think that I have a gift from you, for you from the Word, that will bring forth an insight of righteousness that we need to know about. And so I'm going to get right into the Word. I'll take my time. And the subject matter, the subject that I'm going to deal with, is not a known subject. Although I'm dealing with health, that's right there, irregular. But there are some ways I'm going to approach it. Health is a righteousness right. Now that term, health is a righteousness right. In other words, we have been trying to get health from the outside. And God designed our help to come from the inside. And so we'll be dealing with inside health, becoming healthy on the inside of your soul, your inner man, your heart. They all are one. The revelation of health on the inside. Sit down. Let's get word to Leroy prayed. 3 John 2. Let's look at that again. Let's look at it along with 2 Corinthians 5:21. The Lord spoke to me coming down here about that. These scriptures are so important. You might write down building health in your body with a maturing soul. Building health in your body with a maturing soul. In other words, it means being healthy on the inside. And it's not talking physical. We'll find out that it's talking revelation, restoration, renewal, resurrection power to place on your health this morning. I think a lot of people are still fighting diseases. They've been fighting for a long time. And the reason it is because they've been trying to fight from the outside. Something drew us to the outside pertaining to our health when it's not the proper pathway. It's not the proper pathway. I thought about a powerful revelation when I said that, and I can't wait to get to it. In 3 John, the Epistle of John, verse 2, we've talked about this verse, but this verse is talking about inside health coming on the outside. Inside health. Now God is a inner God first. I mean, God worked from the inside. That's the way he worked. And our divine rights of being healthy actually is on the inside. That's why the enemy over the years have tricked us to come on the outside, go to outer souls instead of inner souls, go to man instead of God. And you cannot, with your senses, you cannot draw it from the inside. You're just your senses. So your senses say get the best medical help you can, but your soul have a different story. And we need to see that this morning. So in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. You see that? And then he says, and what?
Be in health.
So it seems like health is a permanent place. And be in health. But health cannot be a permanent place on the outside. Health can only become a permanent place because there's a lot of things going to attack you from the outside. But the Spirit of God is saying that your inside is designed to be stronger than the outside. And so as we building health in your body with a maturing soul, a maturing soul. Now, you know, I dealt with the soul some years back extensively, that the soul the heart, and the inner man are all the same. You see, the church have not heard that many times because they thought the heart was the spirit. But the heart is not the spirit in the Bible. The heart is talking about the inner man. And so he says here, up to this verse, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Now, being healthy is a part of God's prosperity. Okay, understand that. And be in health. Now notice he said at the end of the verse, as thy soul prospereth. Not as thy spirit prospereth. Not as your pocketbook prospereth. But as your soul prospereth. Your inner man. Your heart. Your soul. Now, we have to go back. Well, what's way to go, Lord? We have to go back to Psalm 139. Go back to Psalm 139. We have to look at this again, understanding that help cometh from the inside. In other words, people who listen to me today, you may have been sick a long time. You may have thought you had to carry it. No, I'm taking you back on the inside. I have some powerful revelation that I'm going to give out this morning that will bring you to your healthy place. Just pay attention. Don't shut me down. Have patience in the spirit this morning, in your soul. And let's just dig a few minutes here. Psalm 139, because we want to go back to this powerful scripture that the Lord revealed to us in that 14th verse. I want you to connect it now to 3 John 2 so we'll understand. In Psalm 139, verse 14, he said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully, underline that, and wonderfully, underline it, made. Marvelous. Look at those words. Fearfully, wonderfully, marvelous are thy works. Now, he's talking about your body. All right? That your body, if it get the right instruction and the right covering, it can function in the supernatural. It has ability to heal itself.
Yes.
But we call on the outside to man and we don't give our bodies a chance. And so we smother our bodies with things from the outside.
Wow.
That it deprogram our cells and our immune system and with foreign items that upset the divine program or the divine setting of God in your body. So it goes on to tell you the reason that we're on the outside is, look at the end of this verse, and that my soul knows right well. Soul don't know. So if your soul don't know, your soul gonna get in an outer flow, or your body gonna get in an outer flow where everybody else go. But as a believer, I want to pinpoint this morning, as a believer, turn to 2 Corinthians. As a believer, I want your soul to come out of prison. I think that's in Psalm 142, but my soul is in prison. And then in Psalm 143, it talks about my soul being persecuted. Other words, my soul is persecuted so much it have overwhelmed my spirit. Why'd that happen? It overwhelmed my spirit because my spirit tapping into the supernatural and my soul had been brought out into the natural. See, my soul is designed to connect with my spirit to go in the realm of the supernatural. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, we speak that righteousness, my righteousness, but through my righteousness, I have, for he had made him to be sin for who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That righteousness can be bestowed upon our soul if we train our soul right. Now, notice in Psalm 23. We're talking about maturing our soul, that our soul can bring supernatural help to our body. Because our soul will become in cooperation with our divine nature, our spirit. In Psalm 23, and don't miss this, because the aim of God this morning is to restore your soul to help. You got it? Restoring my soul to help. In other words, inner health will bring outer health. When my soul, when I say restore my soul to health, is the position of inner health in my soul. You see, we're trying to get outer health in outer position. And it's just normality, it's normal. You get a little aid, but nothing on the outside can produce health. No medicine, no doctor, nothing on, oh my goodness, nothing and no one on the outside can produce help or provide help. All they can do is assist the body until the body kick in. Now, any true doctor, any true nurse need to know that. They know that, and it's the truth. You cannot have outer health without inner health. I think the operation had been brought to the outside, but this morning, I believe on this Mother's Day, I believe the operation need to be taken back on the inside. Can I get an amen on that? We need to get back on the inside. I'm telling you, we're standing on the bridge of divine help. We're standing on a bridge where God will have a chance. People who are hearing this, God will have a chance to show himself strong in families that really love God, pray, serve God, live honestly. The Holy Spirit now will have a chance to move to those families and bring manifestation and demonstration of heaven's help. I like that. Write that down. Heaven help. Now, pay very close attention. Everybody know about the 23rd Psalm. We try to take it to funerals, but it's not for funerals. 23rd Psalm is telling us so much about life right here. And I want you to notice with me the third verse. The third verse in the 23rd Psalm. Because I'm dealing with restoration. Restoring. Restoring our mindset, our conscience, our feeling, our imagination, our desire, our will, all which work within our soul, our conscience. Conscious of the fact that I'm supposed to have divine help supernaturally. Supernaturally. Boy, that's so powerful. Supernaturally. So notice here, I said to you earlier, I'll read up to this third verse. I give the Holy Spirit a chance to do something. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That include help. I shall not want for help. Say it.
I shall not want for help.
Now you see, with the system, we're systematically losing. We're systematically losing help. With the scriptures this morning, we're bringing back help into divine focus. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Yeah. So many are listening to me. You're systematically losing. You've been losing for years. We've prayed. We have said. But listen at what the mysteries and the secret that the Father is bringing back to his people, that help, revelation is in your soul. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now notice the second verse, because you got to notice these verses with me. You'll see something, because I'm going to show you something that the Lord showed me. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Thank you, Lord. He leadeth me beside the still water. Thank you, Lord, by myself. And then he gets the third verse. Now he gets the third verse, and he has a shift here. He restores my soul. Because there are places he cannot take me with a soul that is not restored. He restores my soul. Now, you remember we read 2 Corinthians 5:21. We've been made the righteousness of God. Health is our divine right. He restores my soul, but you got to get it right. He has to restore your soul to lead you in any path of righteousness. See, you can't, see, because it's the Holy Spirit, your recreated spirit, then your soul, then your body. So you have, for the Holy Spirit to be able to get the anointing and the revelation and the manifestation and the demonstration to your body, he first must pass through your soul. See? So we praying in the spirit and our soul undone. And so therefore, that transaction or that transition or that transfer or that transformation or that manifestation or that demonstration cannot come directly to your body from your spirit. Okay. So soul restoration, say it, is necessary for you and I to enjoy the divine supernatural health that God has already provided for us. We're talking about having inner maturing in your soul with inner health, and it'll manifest in your body. So here he says, I cannot lead you in the path of righteousness. I led you beside the still water. I led you in green pasture. But if you really want to walk in your fullness of what belongs to you, your soul got to be right. So he says, the psalmist says, he restores my soul and leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Your health has something to do with God's name's sake. God looking for a remnant of people to restore their soul, that he can restore their health for his name's sake. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. You see, your health is not just about you. Your health, oh my God, is about God's name. Your health is about giving glory to God. Your health is saying no to the devil. You're not going to make a show through my body on my God. So inner health must come first. And so by restoration of your soul, restoration of your mindset, restoration of your will, restoration of your desire, we lost our desire to be healthy. We lost our will to be healthy because on the outside, hustling, we really think is impossible to be healthy. We really give more accreditation to disease and sickness than we give to the blood. Because blood accreditation had to come from the inside. And we've seen so much on the outside. We've seen so many Christians swimming in black water, or swimming in dirty water, filthy water, trying to get somewhere, and they're not floating in the word, which is the water of God. So here, we have to seek God's face to give him the right to restore our soul so he can lead us in the pathway of health, divine, supernatural health that he provided for us. He gave us a soul and a body to work together. 3 John 2, Psalm 139, 14. He gave us a soul and a body to work together with our spirit. See, the soul and the body have to be in a position to be able to yield to the spirit, and everything's going to be fine. So, soul restoration, you wrote that down? Huh? Soul, my soul need to be restored to health. Because I want you to get this because I'm going to take you out of the place. Revelation. Let's go to another point. Revelation. Revelation about health from the inside. Inside revelation about health. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 11. The revelation going to lead to health rest. Because even if something attacking your body, you know by revelation is only temporary. Now, many people, as I talk this morning, as I minister, all over the world will get healed. Because the healing anointing ride the back of health. And if you understand it right, you can't be stopped. I don't care. I feel the anointing going through my hand. You will not be stopped, but you have to listen. Now you're operating with a restored soul, and a restored soul put your soul in a place of righteousness. And so here in Matthew chapter 11, yeah, you're going home on me. Yes, Matthew chapter 11. I want you who are here, and I want you who are listening with me, all my members at home, I want you to know that the Father is using this ministry today to bring a focus back in the right place, and that healing and health going to take place all over the world.
Yes,
people who sit down, see the Holy Spirit got to finish it, but I feel His presence. I can't hardly take it anymore. I feel His presence because God, people have to understand that building health in your body with a maturing soul. That's what we're talking about. In other words, the health coming out of your soul into your body. Here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, there's a scripture that says, a man can't receive nothing from heaven except to give it to him by God. See, this we're talking from heaven here. We're talking about we're given heavenly orders. We're not given outside excited orders. It's inside orders that an operation is taking place. When an operation is taking place through revelation, what follows is manifestation and demonstration and transformation and sanctification. Sanctify your health. Be transferred into your health today. So here in verse 27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. So this is a Father's delivery. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Will reveal him. So Son will reveal him. So what the Son is doing this morning, He's revealing to the body of Christ to come back to a place where God has designed for you, and stop putting your confidence in man and bring your confidence back to God. Once your soul get restored and once revelation, listen, revelation start hitting your soul out of your spirit. You turn into another man. You turn into another woman. You can't accept the normal answer. You move out of the realm of impossibility into the realm of possible. So there now kotele vuskide. There's nothing incurable once you have that revelation. The incurable came from a man-made standard. It's actually satanic. Because here my God tell me, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe it. Here I'm here on the outside, this incurable. But yet I got His word in Jeremiah, I'll bring you help, and then I'll cure everything they say that can't be cured. You see? So we got to go, but this is on the inside, so F-A-I-T-H have to be functioning for this to work. You see, you can't, Now you got to get your feeling in the right place, but your faith got to be on top of your feeling. But don't throw your feeling away. You have to feel healthy. See, we taught faith, but no, in my soul I have emotion. And I need to feel a faith moving through my soul. Are you hearing me? We need to understand that, and a whole lot of other things will change when we see that. All right, now, so here he says, at the end of verse 27, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So there's certain revelation that has to go through our mind. Certain revelation has to go through our feeling. Oh, is that possible? Certain revelation got to go through our imagination. Certain revelation got to remain in our consciousness, which is from heaven, from God. I'm conscious of the fact there's nothing incurable. I'm conscious of the fact that there's nothing God can't do. I'm conscious of the fact that if he can bring 3 million out and all them was healthy, he can get me and my folk. Huh? But you see, the soul had been the missing ingredient. What I said?
The soul had been the missing ingredient.
Right now, listen what happened. Look what happened. Look at the 28th verse. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See? Now, he's not talking about outside rest first. He's not talking about outside rest for you. He's talking about an inside rest that has the revelation that I could have and be whatever God says so. And so God said, be in health, 3 John. Be in health. Be in health. So you have to be in health before you're healthy. So everybody listening to me right now, I declare and decree on you, be in health. I don't care what you're dealing with, how long you've been dealing with it. You see, we can instantly be in health in our soul. Once we be in health in our soul, in our will, in our desire, in our conscience, in our mind, in our imagination, in our feeling, once it get there, it got to come out. Because it overruled, it's supernatural. Health is on the inside, not the outside. Is on the inside of your soul. Listen very carefully. Health is on the inside of your soul. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
And on the inside of your body. Oh, you missed that. Health is on, God built health in your soul. And he built health in your body. So the outside, Satan, demon power, man, cannot stop you. So inner health is the security of outer health. In my inner man, in my soul, in my heart, because of my righteousness in Christ Jesus, I'm already healthy. So it seemed like we've been out of tune to health. And we've been on the outside trying to receive something that is not out there. You couldn't find help. You can go to 95 hospitals this morning. You couldn't find help. You'll find assistance until your body catch up.
That's right.
Until your soul catch up.
That's right.
And your spirit lose your supernatural help.
Yes, sir.
That's why we have so much sickness in the church, because they're looking on the outside just like everybody else, and they were supposed to have the testimony on the inside. Look what God have done for me to witness to other people, that we can get the outside world to come into the divine help. Oh, y'all. So he says, come unto me, all you that live and heavy headed, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And look, notice what he said at the end of verse 29. And you shall find what? Unto your soul. All sickness in the believer's body comes from an unrestful soul.
Wow.
All sickness. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Now, immature souls do not know how to make help withdrawals. Listen, what? Listen, good. From salvation. Immature souls do not know how to make help withdrawals from salvation. The Bible talks about work out your own salvation. That's getting your soul in tune to your spirit that it can rule your body. Building inner health in your soul, your heart, and your inner man. The power, write this down, the power of keeping your soul sanctified, transformed by the cross and the resurrection. Look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Let's have a soul operation. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Where Christ live? In me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then the next verse says, I will not frustrate the grace of God. There's a health grace in your soul. There's a health grace in your soul that cannot be stopped. But we can't. We've been frustrating that grace by leaving where the grace is, going out into grass. Well, the best way to say it, going out there trying to grab something and left grace. See, we're praying and we're saying, and we're like, oh, Lord, help me. Lord said, I'm right in here. I'm right in here. You calling me and I'm calling you. You calling me outside, whoa, and I'm calling you what? Inside. Back inside. Wow. You have left your first love. Oh my God. Wow. I'll never be sick another day in my life. Don't be scared, say it. What the Spirit of God is teaching us is how not to ever be sick again. How to never think old again. Because my body is constantly being renewed. I'm constantly getting new health, new health, new health. I like the way I'm going here. I'm going here. I just want to go here. I like the way the psalmist did this thing in Psalm 103. Go there. He ordered his soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. He directed his soul to bless the Lord. Why he didn't do his spirit? His spirit was already blessing the Lord. See, many times our souls are not blessing the Lord. We're not honoring the Lord in our mind. We're not honoring the Lord in our feeling, our emotion. You know, you don't let an outside feeling overtake your inside feeling. I feel good. Hurting on the outside, I feel good. You keep doing that, the inside going to come to the outside and arrest it and put you back in your place. But he said, bless the Lord, all my soul. And all that is within me, yes, bless his holy name. We say, notice he's used the soul to do that. Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, sir. The soul got a divine part to play. Look at the next word. Blessed are all my soul. Oh, my God. And forget not all his benefit. One of God's major benefit is H-E-A-L-T-H. Yep. Help. Help. Help is a divine benefit. Write that down. Help is my divine benefit, and I'm not giving it up for no substitute. Health is a divine substance in me that came from heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Health is on the inside of me. Say it. I don't give a hell what outside. Health is on the inside of me. Hell on the outside, health on the inside. Heaven on the inside of me. Is there anything impossible to heaven? No. It's my divine right. Go to the next verse now. Look what God has sold into. Soul, I want you to remember this. I want you to remember these five things on a daily basis. I want you to have these five things in your mind. I want you to remember what the blood have done for you. We're about to take communion, right? I want you to remember the blood have done five things for you. I want you to remember, I'm prophesying in the Old Testament what's going to happen. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Oh, hallelujah. Huh? Then the next statement says, who healeth all thy diseases. Now I'm going to see how sharp you are. Give me one word to explain that. Who healeth all thy diseases? Give me one word. Give me one word to describe who healeth all thy diseases. Give me one word. Y'all got it? Say it loud. Y'all scared. Hell! 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 When they heal all thy diseases, what's left? Hell! Not help, hell! Go to the next one. Who healed all our diseases? I want to see the whole thing. Five things. Because we're going to take care of long life here, long, satisfied life. We're going to take care of not getting old. We're going to take care of getting younger and younger, getting useful in your life, and not thinking this old world adage, what they have told us. You get to a certain age, certain things got to happen to you. He gave you a body to hold you till you leave here.
Yes.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. What is sickness and disease? I'm redeemed from that. Galatians 3:13 told me that. The cross did it. Christ had redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. Didn't it say it?
Yes,
redeem my life, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Good God Almighty. Go to the next verse. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. That's a good verse I got here. I love this verse. Luke 21:15. Who knows what Luke 21:15 says? Luke 21:15. Powerful. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things. He give me a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor resist. He give me feet to tread on the enemy. And who? Luke 10:19. Behold, he give me power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and sickness and disease and anything else. Glory to God. I'm almost through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preach myself happy.
Amen.
Go back to Psalm 103 because I want to see the closing aspect of all those five things you give us. You give us the mouth. Psalm 103:3. Because I got some voices. Who forgets all our deeds and heals all our diseases. Now go to the next verse. Listen, class. Listen. Who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness, tender mercy. Go to the next boy. Listen. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed. Thy youth is renewed. Like the eagle. I'm told that the eagle beak get messed up. He go down to our mountain and beat that beak, and a new beak come, and he go back brand new. Since we're in this territory, the power of keeping your soul, this is my first point. Sanctified and transformed by the cross and the resurrection. We went to Galatians 2, and since we're there now, let's have a soul operation for a few minutes. My closing, a soul. I want to operate on your soul. I want you to write this word. He restored my soul, revelation in soul, renewed my soul, rest for my soul, resurrection power in my soul, righteousness in my soul. He restored my soul, revelation in my soul, renewed my soul, rest in my soul. Let me give you the scripture. Restore my soul, Psalm 23:3. Revelation, Matthew 11:27. Renewed, Romans 12:2. Rest, Matthew 11:27. You better get the tape. Resurrection power, Philippians 3:10. Righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21. I want you to look with me now. Let's take out the soul operating life. Go to Hebrews chapter 4. Let's look at verse 12. We're about to operate on our soul that our health can come into our bodies. You don't have a body problem, you got a soul problem. Once you get back to understand how your soul works, your body problem is going to come to an end. Woo! Woo! I heard that, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. See, once you know how to function properly in your soul, your body problems are over. You notice he said when he talked about how great your body is, he says, my soul knows right well. He gave you a revelation of your body, how powerful it is, how fearfully, how wonderfully, and how marvelous your body is. He said, but it's not going to do you no good unless your soul knows it. And so there have been a study of the body without the soul. Soul study has to be in the house of the God. Soul study has to be by revelation, by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Soul study. Men so busy studying science, they forgot the spiritual part. So the supernatural is in the church. And the supernatural made science. Science didn't make the supernatural. And so we've got more interested in science than the supernatural. I'm more interested in science than the spirit. More interested in science than the soul. Now, this is your last day in your life that your soul is going to be an outsider. You will have to stop, pause, and consult with your soul so your soul can permit the spirit to conduct what the Holy Spirit is saying. And the Holy Spirit is saying, heal, because he don't respect nothing. Holy Spirit is saying, help, because nothing can stop it. The Holy Spirit said, a long, satisfied life, nothing can stop. Building health in your body with a maturing soul. Here in Hebrews 4:12, your soul cannot stay in the realm of maturity or get in the realm of maturity without being operated on. Okay? Actually, Hebrews 4:12, actually, it boils down to a soul operation. Because it brings two scriptures together. I want to bring you a scripture. Hold that spot there. It brings Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Psalm, and we're going back to Hebrews 4:12. Psalm 139, verse 23 and verse 24. Search me, O God, and know my soul. Try me. Watch now. And he's going to say it again. And know my soul. My thoughts. See if there be any wicked way. Go to the next verse. See if there be any wicked way in me. Verse 24, I think. Psalm 139, verse 24. See if there be any way, and lead me in the way everlasting. See if there be any wicked way in my soul. So, worry, fear, and doubt will be cut out of your soul in a few minutes. We got to cut it out. See, it's worry, fear, and doubt, and naturalness accepting things. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The way everlasting is, I'm the everlasting God. And there's nothing can stop me. I'm the eternal God. I'm the supernatural God. And if you permit the Holy Spirit to take what my servant is saying today, if you meditate it, you know how simple it sounds and how on goosebumpness it is. It's a revelation that's going to walk you out of sickness and disease and cut you away from early death. Apostolic government over your health. Apostolic mysteries unfold about your health. The church has not known about supernatural help. They're too busy trying to get natural help. And you have to know where to look. You got to look in the soul before you can see what's in your body. It's there in your body. He made you. There's a healing, there's help in your body waiting for you to find it. But you can't find it without your soul. Your soul reveals the help parts in your body. So you don't want to cut them out. You want to build them up before somebody won't cut. Because the end part you take out your body, you're taking out your system. You're taking out your healing system. You're taking out your healing system. Now, oh my God. Hebrews 4:12. Oh my God. Let's go through this operation. For the word of God is alive. And powerful. Thank you, Lord. And what are you putting out? He's putting out life, light, and the Spirit, the Word of God. It's bringing in a divine light. It's bringing in divine life to operate on your soul and to separate these three. All three got to be sanctified. See, if your soul not sanctified, your body can't be sanctified. Romans, this is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I don't know when we'll get to it. For the word of God is quick and powerful. It said three things about it, and sharper. You see it? Yes, alive, powerful, and sharper. Then any two-edged sword, then anything from the outside. I just saw it. I got a glimpse. The two-edged sword is running to people on the outside. This word, it says, piercing. Piercing. I need to be pierced this morning. Piercing even to the dividing the son of soul and spirit, so they're not the same, are they? You can't divide something that is the same. And of the joint and marrow, that's the body, right? Joints and the marrow, yeah, it is. Now, notice what he said at the end of this verse. And is a discerner of the thoughts, soul again, and intents of the inner man, the soul, or the heart. The word going there. And say, no, this is the way it's supposed to go, soul. Thoughts, this is the way it's supposed to go. You're worried. You're in fear. But my word said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. What I give you? I give you love, power, and a sound mind. You're not going to get it from the outside. So the word operate on it. So there's a soul, write this down quickly. There's a soul operation taking place in me now. Because of that, look at Romans 12. You know, I'm going to preach 35 minutes. I'm almost a preacher already. Is so powerful and it's so far from religion. Many people getting healed right now. We'll get testimonies from people all over the world. I got a stack of testimonies on my desk now. It's the economy getting bad and people getting from 60,000 that make a year, now they make $100-something thousand a year. Just testimonies of how the word is really taking effect in people's lives. I'm going to preach on the abundance dominion real soon, because when I leave hell, I'm going to wealth. Here in Romans 12, 1 through 3 is telling us the facts of our body, soul, and spirit connection, how they got to work. He started out, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Romans 12, 1, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. You cannot do verse 1 without verse 2 and 3. See, you got to rightly divide the word. You cannot, your body is not capable of presenting itself without your soul. And your soul is not capable of doing it without your spirit. So we got all three here. We got the body, the soul, and the spirit. So Paul tell him, said, and I'm telling, Leroy telling you today, present your body by the mercies of God. And then verse 2 said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. He's talking about your soul there. That you may prove, because your mind is the head speaker in your soul. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. How many of y'all think that health is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God for you?
Yep.
I want you to write that down as a affirmation. I want you to write down that health is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for me. I want you to say that 6 or 7 times a day and watch what happens. Say it right before you go to sleep. Say it when you get up in the morning. Don't pay no attention to your body. Just tell it, shut up. Shut up. Just you're operating on it supernaturally. Don't accept a substitute. You have divine right to be totally. I don't care what your age is. I don't care how long you've been having. I don't care. It don't make no difference. And the supernatural don't do it. You see, what have happened? Let me try to close here. What have happened through psychology and through science and through a lot of mind teaching, we have built self up too much. And self have gotten away of the spirit. So we're saying a lot of things psychologically, but we're robbing ourselves of being humble. Taking away our dependency upon how God designed us. We're trying to make it happen another way without the spirit, without Jesus, without the blood, without the cross. Positive thinking. Psychology. I've studied a lot of it. I see it. And it's the Bible says deny yourself. You billing yourself. That you cannot hear God, you hear the devil better. Self hear the devil better than to hear God. So here we got in this third verse. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. See, thinking, self-thinking. But to think what? Soberly, according to as God has dealt to every man, the measure of faith. See, self can't use faith. And faith can't use self. And that's the trick of the enemy. He wants you out there in self thinking you see, you're trying to use God. I love the Lord. The Lord with me. But you're not yielding. You're full of pride. You think you're doing it. I didn't get for today because I want to reveal how help comes out of salvation. And I really want to deal with eradicating or erasing or removing and immature soul. Let me close with some statement I wrote. I think that will help you. And immaturity of soul and not knowing how to need to mature our soul on a daily basis. Immaturity of soul. Spirit acceptance and soul rejection. Therefore, body receive outside instruction. Let me, I say it a mouthful. Let me say it again slowly. Spirit acceptance and soul rejection. Therefore, body receive outside instruction. Would you say something about that, Apostle? Yeah. When your soul is not receiving inside instruction, or when your body is not receiving inside instruction from your soul, it's going to receive instruction from an outside expert who will easily walk side your bed and tell you, I can't do no more. Why? The medicine have run out. I've seen it over and over again. They mean good, but you over here as a Christian shouldn't have never got in that condition. If you hadn't known this message, if you hadn't known how to connect your soul, go into the Word, let the Word operate on you, know all these divine benefits that belong to you, then Psalm 103. And you knew that in your soul, knew that in your heart, knew that in your inner man, and wrap it up in love and compassion and faith and hope and enter into the realm of miracles, signs, and wonder. You got it. So a sick soul cannot keep a healthy body. You see it? So we're really not sick in our body. We are sick in our soul. I close with this. Learn, or we are learning, how to keep a healthy soul. And it will teach you how to live in a healthy body. God wants you to build a stable soul that your body can always receive health instruction properly. Being, building, becoming, belonging. Being, building, becoming, belonging. Call to maturity, the essential element of continual death and rebuild in the inner man. Stop it. And then I read the first three in Psalm 139, verse 23. Yielding your soul to be searched on daily basis. Repeat this after me. Father, thank you for your word. It's working on the inside of my soul right now. My spirit, the Holy Spirit, is ready to connect with my soul and then connect with my body, and I can walk in the righteousness of my salvation, of my help. Thank you for this day. I will feed on this word and let the Holy Spirit lead me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me say something to you. I in fear and trembling, I will not leave. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me to say something to you as Leroy was sharing with you about the wealth transference. There's a wealth transference anointing on my life. There's a wealth transference anointing on this ministry. Whosoever is connected with this ministry is wearing a wealth transferring anointing. Be aware of transactions that are around you in these seasons. Because of money cometh, the Lord placed this anointing on my house and this house and your house by means of connection. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, that Abrahamic anointing to bless all the families of the earth is on this ministry. I see it. I have evidence of it. It happens. It's happening every day, and it's happening to those who are connected. I told a testimony of one of my sons who've connected. He's one of the biggest givers in my ministry. He gives. The Lord remind me something. He gives cheerfully. Every time he gives, he's completely out of debt. Has a large ministry paid for. He got a jet paid for. His house is paid for. He has no debt. He is an example to ministries and ministers who are connected. Be cheerful in what you're doing. Don't do things grudgingly. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. God sometime will place Saul at your front door. Recognize it and move. He says, he who blessed Abraham or Abram, they'll be blessed. There are certain people God anoint with this type of anointing. I can't hide it. It's in the open. It's easy. It's I'm aware of principles and revelation and manifestation and demonstration that I want in this epidemic time and this attack that we're going through. There are going to be a transfer of health. There are going to be a transfer of wealth. And there are going to be a transfer to marriages, a transfer to families. They're going to get closer together. There'll be a vexation sometime. But it the Lord working on something to bring our families closer together. So get ready for the wealth transfer. Get ready for promotion on your job. Get ready for finances to come in different ways. Land, real estate, a multitude of ways. Get ready for it. I feel anointing right now real strong. You know, our service is not real long. I preach about an hour. And then Junior's taking care of business. But I want to talk to you eyeball to eyeball to let you know this is a moment that all the revelation of abundance, prosperity, increase that we've been teaching about is about to manifest. The wealth of the wicked is being transferred to the righteous. In this time, everybody confused. They may act like they're not confused. But the only one who is not confused is the one that are led by the Spirit. The one who knows they have a God who specializes in things that are impossible. So I pray and believe and agree with Junior that you are in the midst of a wealth transfer. Keep the fear out. Keep the doubt out. I don't know how long this is going to last. I'm not even worried about it. I just want the covering of the blood and the cross and the grace and the mercy and the love and the goodness and the power of God to be on you and your household and your family. And I know he's taking care of you. All right? God bless you.